This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hillary Clinton tested negative. Not for anything in particular. She just tested negative. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They surveyed, I don't know, what, 1,000 people? No, you know what? Make it 1,000,000. Hillary Clinton tested negative to 93.7%. Why shouldn't I just make it up? Isn't that what the pollsters do? Hillary Clinton is testing at 63.7% to be president. She's got a 98% chance of being president no matter what. And where is Hillary Clinton sitting? Not in the presidency. Nope. Hey, I tell you what. They surveyed Bill Clinton, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and about half the hookers in Arkansas and D.C., and Hillary Clinton tested negative. They surveyed the Secret Service detail that covered the Clintons, particularly Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton tested 100% negative. But she wouldn't be the only Democrat testing negative, would she? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. 844-551-8255. Nope. There's a lot of Democrats testing negative. Indeed. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Biden and Harris, Barack Obama, a lot of Democrats testing negative. You want to know why? Because you've woken up. Many of their former Democrat cohorts that are on our side of the aisle now have woken, and they see the chaos. See, because while we were talking about the president testing positive for Wu flu, and then everybody coming out, oh, I too am positive for Wu flu, and I want to be noted as being, you know, proud. What is it? Well, every time they go, he is so courageous. I want them to know me as courageous. I came out. I literally did. I was like, hey, I want to let everybody know I tested positive on Twitter. I did. I said I want the world to know I tested positive. For common sense. Yeah, and I recognize a scam when I see one. Oh, it is unpopular to have my view of this. Kevin, even my conservative friends, Kevin, you do know people are dying from this disease. Yeah, I do. You mean from this scam? I do know that people are dying from the scam. Doesn't mean, I get it, there are diseases out there. People are dying. People are dying from, you know, secondhand smoke. Right? There are people who have died from secondhand smoke. But I will tell you this, if you want to try to get trillions of dollars for it, it's a scam. We're the only country in the world, the civilized country, I think, probably concerned with secondhand smoke. Oh my gosh, you're breathing in secondhand. You do know how bad that is. Well, I know, climate change, right? And oh, look at our dirty, filthy air. I've never lived in dirty, filthy air. I've lived out in the suburbs and in the country. If you want to live in L.A. and smog or New York or these big industrialized cities, you can breathe that nasty air. But if you leave within, go 5 miles outside of the city limits, you're fine. You don't have to deal with any of that. Because, do people die of breathing in that crap? Yeah, they do. You know what? Here's a funny little statistic for you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. People die of these mysterious things that we don't even know about, and nobody's even keeping statistics on, and they die in bigger numbers than the Wu flu scam. We don't dedicate $1 to some of the ways that people die. You know, it would be like saying, we really need to understand suicide. I mean, there's just so much. There's more suicide than death by the Wu flu. Are we really trying to get to the bottom of suicide? I mean, I know there are people studying it, but are we going to shut down? Well, Kevin, suicide isn't contagious. How do you know? What if being suicidal is, they say, look, if you get more than 3 Democrat friends, you're in danger. Well, then we should ban you having more than 3 Democrat friends. Don't tell me you know, because you don't know. What do you know about the Wu flu? Tell me, what do you know? Can you?
Well, Kevin, they say, you know, within 6 feet.
What if it's 5.9 feet? You know, is that the magic number? Oh, what if you're asymptomatic? They don't know jack. All they know is how to get your money, and they're getting it. Chaos, man. Democrats, I'm telling you, negative, negative, negative people, whether they're scamming you over some of this nonsense, the money grab that's happening right now, do you think that they stop plotting over the Supreme Court justice? Do you think that they, let's just let that go. It's no big deal. Or do you think that Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and them are still saying, we don't want Amy Coney Barrett? I think I know the answer. And I think you know the answer. You think they have stopped plotting to steal the election with ballot harvesting? You think that they're happy about the next debate after Joe Biden's performance? Have you looked at the stuff of, now they're telling us Joe Biden won. He definitely won. He won. He won. He won. And when it was first out, it was an atrocity. We can't have another debate like that. That's insane. And then suddenly, Joe Biden won. Joe Biden got his butt kicked. And if you listen to my program, go back and listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com on the days that I did that, and you'll see Joe Biden got his butt kicked. Simple as that. Yeah, what about the people in Chicago? You think that they stopped killing each other because the president got the woo flu? Do you think Democrats all over the country said, you know what, let's take a break. President got woo flu. We need to call a peace, a truce, and stop hurting each other because this woo flu is going to take us all out. Now, you think the idiots in Portland and Seattle, the people that set up these chopping and Chaz zones and they want their autonomy and all this other stuff, do you think that everything went on hold for them? Do you think that the plots against America, the stuff that's happening right now, China, I'm telling you, I'm convinced China is stirring up stuff and trying to get Biden elected. Why do you think The Rock came out and supported Joe Biden? You think that was, this is a man who's got a career that's been built on being pretty much apolitical, non-political at all, and suddenly he comes out publicly and says, I support Biden. How much Chinese money did this dude get? His films are supported by the Chinese. Hollywood is owned by the Chinese. They are taking over pop culture. Why do you think we are addressing this with the website that we've got, the movie site? It's changing names, so I'm not going to say it anymore. But, it's the Flick Fest. It's not up yet, but it will be because we're moving everything over. But I'm telling you, we have to combat these things. This is why The Rock said that. And let me tell you something. Democrats aren't going to change. They're not going to change until we make them change. They're shapeshifters. They will just migrate over to their evil. They will mimic whatever it takes to make you think they're good people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Radio show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Hello, this is Angel again. I'm calling you because I heard about this blind woman that Judge Coney Barrett helped. And I hadn't heard it anywhere before. And all my blind friends, mostly all my blind friends, are liberal. I only know one maybe black blind person that's conservative, but all my blind black friends are liberal, and I'm going to send it to all of them because I didn't know it, and I don't think they would have heard it on the radio stations that they listen to. I'm just so grateful that you give us these this information because, as I say, I didn't know it, and I'm an advocate for blind people because I'm one myself, and I'm just thrilled that to know that not only has she adopted a Down syndrome child from Haiti, heaven knows where that child would be if it had been left in the orphanage from where she got it. So, and but that she has assisted this blind woman, because I graduated from a university way before there were any of these assists that blind people that challenged people have these days at universities.
That was a great call. Thanks for the call, Angel. Appreciate you doing that. I did not know that blind people were lefties, liberals. What is the deal with that? Why would blind people be lefties? Why, are they mad because we use the saying, the blind leading the blind? Don't be mad at us blind folks. Come on. We're just playing. Blind leading the blind. I will tell you, I'm happy. I would love to get more blind people downloading the show. Who, they got the time. I mean, and they probably got, Angel, I'm not trying to tell you anything, but you probably got really good hearing. Don't you usually get like some enhancement? You could, they probably hear me breathing. But anyway, yeah, I would love to get blind people turned on to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, this is the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Angel, I appreciate you not only being a avid listener to the program, but being a caller. And yes, Amy Coney Barrett is a saint. Look at what she did for this family. These families, adopting these kids, and what she did for that blind woman. Helping her through get through college. That was amazing stuff. And what, and then you taught me something, Angel, that she adopted these kids, kids with disabilities and stuff like that. That's great. I had deaf people that would watch. I don't know if deaf people listen to the program. Do you? Do they? We have signers. I have signers in here just in case. I'm kidding. I'm not making fun of the deaf. I'm just having a good I'm just having fun with them. Somebody translate and let them know. I'm just poking fun. But anyway, here's the deal. That sounds like Biden. Here's the deal. I mean, come on, man. You know, that thing. Anyway, so I have these deaf people that would come to my website. A bunch of them. And they were, Kevin, we love what you do, man. We love your work, but you need to subtitle your videos. You know, you need to do your videos, like, because we can't hear what the people are saying or what you're saying. So I started doing that. I subtitled my videos because of deaf folks. Is that like, do I qualify for something with the disability, with the blind or whatever? I should get some kind of an award for that. Taking care of the people with disabilities. There you go. Anyway, Angel from Cleveland, I appreciate the call. And you guys should call too. You should definitely call me. What are we going to talk about today? Amy, so here the left want to demonize a woman who adopted these kids that apparently, according to Angel, don't ask me, I don't know, but according to Angel, have disabilities. You know, they want to make you understand how bad she is because she doesn't agree with, I don't know what she agrees or disagrees with. There are conservatives that say she's not strong enough on abortion. I don't know if that's the case. We talked about her, though. We did. We talked about her. Amy Coney Barrett. But she hasn't been in the news much because of the debate. The debate. One of my friends tweeted, after The Rock turned his male genitalia into soggy, fruity pebbles by endorsing Biden-Harris, he lost 48 million followers. Hollywood still doesn't get it. 48 million followers. I was thinking about The Rock. In his endorsement of Biden-Harris. You know why he did it. There's an underlying reason why he did it. China made him do it. See, The Rock doesn't care about you. He doesn't have to. Your audience is small. You know who The Rock cares about? He cares about that billion-plus Chinese audience. That's who's making him rich. Hollywood is starving to death here in America. Starving to death. They don't care about us. I saw the numbers for Hollywood in China. It's mind-boggling. They cater. You know these crazy movies with the impossible special effects? You know, the guys twirling through the air slowly as the car barely misses him, or the razor just cuts his, nicks his hair, and then he manages to do whatever, hit the girl with the poison-pointed boot. All that stuff, the special effects, Chinese love that stuff. And they cater the movies to them. I was watching Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift or something like that. I don't know which one is that, like 14? And I'm watching this going, this is insane. This is so crazy bad. It's horrible. Chinese love them. You remember the Chinese movies, the kung fu movies, where the mouth didn't line up with the talk? They don't care. They're like, who cares, man? It's got action. You know, 50 guys beating up, trying to beat up Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee, you know, they don't all rush him at once. You ever been in a crowd fight or a crowd thing? I'm going to tell you, I'm a trained fighter. You can take out four or five, maybe six of them, if you're good, right? But eventually, if they're determined, they get you. Not in a Bruce Lee movie, not in a Fast and Furious movie, not with something with The Rock. Maybe we call him the Pebble now. I used to get called the Pebble because I kind of reminded people of a little version of The Rock, especially when I'm in great shape. Yes, I do have my sultry look on right now. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Navy SEALs changed their official ethos. Did you hear about this? Their official ethos. Gender neutral. They remove brotherhood and man from their ethos. I cannot wait for the first man to be declared an Amazon. I'll even settle for the first transsexual man to become an Amazon. Because you know what? He will be the best Amazon within a year. Whoever is the number one Amazon, our little transsexual dude is going to be whooping that head. He will be the best Amazon within a year. He'll be running the Amazons. He'll be queen of the Amazons. Yeah, you go, girl. Yeah, I took care of her. I took over up in her. No more Wonder Woman. Dun, 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 dun. You know the theme song to Wonder Woman? Dun, 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 dun. Wonder gender neutral person. I can't wait to hear the new theme song for Wonder Woman. Wonder gender neutral person. Dun, 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 dun. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump could soon be back at the White House with a full schedule of work ahead of him.
Optimistic that based on his unbelievable progress and how strong he's been in terms of his fight against this COVID-19 disease, that he will be released, but that decision won't be made until later today.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News that the president's health has continued to improve and that doctors could release him from the hospital as early as Monday afternoon. President Trump has been hospitalized at Walter Reed Army Medical Center since Friday evening after testing positive for the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has announced that she, too, has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement released Monday, McEnany said she tested positive today after several negative tests last week. While she says that she's asymptomatic, she will begin the quarantine process. This is USA Radio News. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says the entire world still remains at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. There are currently more than 35 million reported cases of COVID-19 worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
John Cardillo tweeted this: can't say why without betraying a confidence, but I just had a big restoration of faith moment in AG Bar in Durham. No idea. But he says this: according to multiple intel officials familiar with ongoing declassification talks, this is a separate tweet, CIA Director Gina Haspel, who ran the CIA's London office for John Brennan during the 2016 campaign, is personally blocking declassification of explosive Russiagate docs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know what's going to happen there. But I tell you this, if you think the Democrats are getting away with it, they're not. I don't care how bad government is, and, you know, I know it's corrupt and, you know, we're upset with it and all that, but here's what I can tell you. If you let this go, you don't have a government. The anarchy that reigns, if they get away with this, is something that will be never let America be the same. And I think there are people at the highest levels of government going, some heads have to roll. Even if we're in it together, some heads have to roll. If we're going to have anything that's a semblance of a government, we got to let the American people know that somebody's going to face justice. Now, will it be this snake Comey? I mean, I don't know how much. And it's funny. Every time I think about Comey, I think all the way that the leftists tried to make us believe in this guy, to think that there was integrity. He talks about it all the time. He writes about it in his books and his tweets. This guy's a snake. This is the last person you want in government. The type of guy. Look, I get that we want people that can keep our secrets and you know, do certain things. I understand there's a different mentality of a person that has to do the dirty work, what, you know, are called the sin eaters. But this is, Comey is a pathology man that's so dangerous and deadly. I never want to see a guy like him in charge. I don't. There's still got to be a kernel of empathy and understanding and rule of law. He brings it up all the time. And you know, in the rule of law, the rule of law, the rule of law. What he's telling you is he breaks the rule of law every day. And he does it for sport. It's unbelievable. He testified, what, a week ago? I don't know how long it's been. And might I say the testimony was riveting. Riveting. I'm not sure where this man, Jim Comey, went to college, but he is brilliant, America, brilliant at remembering absolutely nothing. The man has a PhD in remembering absolutely nothing. Can you imagine a guy running the FBI? I don't recall. I don't recall. It should be illegal to say that in the government. It should just be illegal. Here's what they need to do. They talk about police cams, body cams. There should be a body cam on all the officials. If you're going to run an agency, there should be a body cam on you at all times. And that way, you don't get to say, I don't recall. I'm not sure. Okay, well, let's look at the body cam record, Mr. Comey. Here, you were in this meeting. You did hear this. Right now, it's he said, he said. Or he said, she said. Or she said, he said. Take your pick. Or LGBTQ said, LGBTQ said. But they will not stop and just take credit or take the blame. How can you sit there? I mean, Comey's testifying and they say, you know, they're asking, well, you know, there's 17 things that the inspector general found that are wrong with the FBI. Well, I still believe that the FBI acted in the highest authority. I mean, it's a joke. I still believe that they did. They acted in the highest of authority and they are amazing. And they said, you know, and they think they can sell you on this lie. The more that they say it, if they say it like it was, who, give me a good actor, you know, like Denzel Washington saying it, you know. Imagine Comey running your business. Well, you know what? Maybe we should play the clip so people have an understanding of his testimony. Because we're going to give you hours of testimony in about a minute. If you can hold on for this. Because this, as I said earlier, this is riveting testimony.
Did Mr. Page deny knowing people that you accused him of having contact with?
I don't remember. That's about all I recall. I don't remember. I don't remember learning anything additional about Steele's sources. Not that I recall, no. I don't remember Bruce or ever briefing me. I don't recall that.
So do you recall?
I do not.
Do you recall?
I do not. I don't remember any discussion. I don't remember using that word, but I don't remember using that word. I don't remember ever being informed. I don't recall being informed of that.
Did you ask any questions or do any due diligence on this at all?
I don't remember anything about the facts that have been revealed recently about the subsource. I don't remember the exact words, but something similar.
That doesn't ring bells
with me.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty stunning thing. It didn't ring a bell.
Which I'm sure you remember.
I don't remember the exact words. I don't remember whether I knew the Democratic Party. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't think I knew before. I remember reading the footnote. I don't know whether I asked. I don't know what that refers to. As I said earlier, that does not ring any bells with me when I read that. I don't remember it. I don't remember receiving anything that's described in that letter.
You know, Mr. Comey, I call that selective memory.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. That was James Comey, the director of the FBI. Doesn't remember anything. Doesn't his agency has screwed up royally, and his excuses, I don't remember. I don't know. This guy is getting fat paychecks the entire time he works for him. He's got his fingers in the pies of multiple things. I mean, getting paid off by people like you wouldn't believe. Now he's running around writing books, giving speeches about integrity and whole deal. And I haven't read his book, but somebody read a passage. Maybe it was Don Jr. did a passage. And Comey knows every detail of walking 200 feet from one office to the next. He can tell you about the smell of the, you know, the hush puppies and the rose bushes and whatever else he can talk about. I mean, his job is to be observant, right? As an FBI director, is to be astute and tuned, and he knows nothing. And he probably knows it. I mean, you would think one of these congressmen would say, with all due respect, Jim Comey, why do we give you a paycheck? You knew nothing. Why are we giving you a pension? You don't seem to know anything. You ran the most crooked organization of the FBI since Hoover. You were a crook. The people who worked for you were a crook. You were all trying to overthrow the president, and you sit up here and you act smug. I can't recall. I'm not sure. You know nothing. Give us our money back. Because you've completely stripped the FBI of dignity. I know that's what many of you are thinking out there. How do we pick these people, and how do we make them into gods? That's what the Democrats tried to sell us on. Comey is an amazing dude. Here's that mashup. Just listen to what Democrats said about him. It was a then and now, but I'll at least show you the then.
how Democrats talked about James Comey before Friday. Here it is.
There was an extensive, as you know, Brett, investigation by the FBI under the direction of a wonderful and tough career public servant, Jim Comey.
This is a great man. We are very privileged in our country to have him be a director of the FBI.
No one can question the integrity, the competence.
And he's somebody with the highest standards of integrity.
I'm going to continue to be scrupulous about not commenting on it, just because I think Director Comey could not have been more exhaustive.
Amazingly, some Republicans who were praising you just days ago for your independence, for your integrity.
Despite your impeccable reputation for independence and integrity.
And your honesty instantly turned against you because your recommendation conflicted with the predetermined outcome they wanted.
Republicans have turned on you with a vengeance.
If you indict Comey's integrity, then you are making a big mistake.
Well, Director Comey, whose reputation for independence and integrity is unquestioned.
But why is it that before that decision came out, everybody loved James Comey? He was the guy.
They didn't lay a glove or a finger on James Comey, and he walked out of that room with his integrity and honor intact.
The FBI director is a career public servant. He served this country with honor.
Jim Comey is widely respected as a guy of integrity.
They have attacked you personally. They have attacked your integrity. I honor your professionalism and your service to our country.
Given the depth of that investigation and his own credibility, I think his conclusion, you know, probably gets it right.
Oh, my gosh, it's just dripping with syrup. Jim Comey's amazing, man. Who would dare question his integrity? Let me tell you, when you hear that now, do you hear it differently? Does it have the same feel? Because it doesn't for me. The minute that somebody in Washington is described as a man of integrity, I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna offend a few people, but it's true. There are people out there that will throw the Christian card in you. You know, oh well, you know, we're Christians, and you go, oh boy. See, because I'm one of these people that believe you don't necessarily have to say it. You don't have to say it. Just let them find out. But yeah, integrity. James Comey is a man of integrity. On what planet? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes, the people who were looking at the information in full recommended that they stop it. This should have been stopped. And let me also be very clear. The FBI is not the only agency that had red flags and that had individuals stepping forward to say, this is baloney. And those other agencies should come forward and declassify the documents that they are hell-bent on not releasing. And I don't want to go any further, but I'm getting to the point where I'm getting really impatient with those individual agencies that know exactly what I'm talking about, that know exactly what documents they need to release. They've been called upon to do it, and they're playing games. This is not good for transparency.
Are these intelligence agencies?
Transparent? Yes. Transparency is not political. I don't care if it's a week before the election, a week after the election, or a year before the election. We shouldn't be thinking about election time. We should be thinking about transparency. And this is a system inside Washington that knows how to protect its own and knows how to go after people who raise their voice. I think that it's very important for people to understand right now. We need to have an outsider continuing to push this system in Washington, because we see every day how they are weaponizing government against their political enemies. This is crazy. This is how governments fall and end, and we cannot have this. Yeah. We need to have people understand the outsiders need to change this place. It's a very serious situation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Richard Grinnell. I've had the honor and privilege of meeting Richard Grinnell, and he is a he's an amazing guy. He's a stud. He's just a stud. Holy cow. 844-551-8255. He says, the FBI is not the only agency that knows what's going on here. Other agencies need to come forward and declassify the documents. Gina Haspel, who worked for John Brennan, she's withholding stuff that would be so, it would blow the lid off of the Democratic Party if she released it. But you know why she's in that spot? To protect them. I remember when Trump made her the head of the whatever, I forget which department she runs, but she worked for Brennan, and it raised all kinds of red flags. And I had to wonder, is Donald Trump like setting her up? Well, it's been too long. Richard Grinnell is alluding to it. Christopher Wray. Grinnell needs to replace Wray or replace Gina Haspel so he can declassify exactly what we're talking about here. I don't know what's going to happen, folks. We're at the early point, early part of the month in October, and we're literally less than a month away. We're days away from Trump's reelection, and I have to believe that Grinnell is saying, look, I'm growing impatient because I know what's going on, and so do you. And it's not about elections. It's not about the timing. It's about doing what's right and doing it immediately. Don't wait. This is the time to act right now. Transparency, as he said, is not political. Now, what else have we learned since then? Of course, the president's got Wu flu, so we got to be worried about that. Then we had the debate that the Democrats say they won. We've got fake news polls that say, oh, Biden gained. Yeah, how did Biden gain? Did he gain with that stellar debate performance where he tried to sell his son as a stand-up guy? We already know, and the public knows. Don't think for one second that Donald Trump didn't resonate with every single person on this planet when he called out Hunter Biden by name, when he talked about the smooth transition of power that has not occurred, that has him for 4 years battling against the United States government, deep state swamp rats left behind by Obama, the legacy government that does not want and continues to fight his transition. If you don't think people got that, you're out of your minds. And what Trump's going to do at some point, when he's got the world stage and people are wondering how he's doing, he says, I'm doing fine. Despite the fact that Barack Obama and his team tried to torpedo my administration, we beat him in every turn. And here's the information I want to share with you today. And oh, by the way, we know about Hunter Biden. We dug into him. We know what his father did. We know what the Clinton administration did. We know how Barack Obama got his fat contracts to write books and get his movies over at Netflix and on and on and on. If you don't, I mean, I don't know what's coming, but talk about having the world stage to call these clowns out and say they want a smooth transition. The smooth transition will be my administration accepting me getting re-sworn in as president of the United States for a second term and showing you even more dirt about what's going on. Wait until I show you. If you think I uncovered something in the first 4 years of my administration, when I'm reelected, I'm going to pull the curtain back and show you all kinds of stuff. If Trump says that, he gets reelected immediately. Do you not think every low-level person in this country wants to know what Hillary Clinton did with that server and who benefited and what Anthony Weiner's hiding and all the other stuff? I have to believe Trump's waiting to spring the trap. They're trapped. They're taking their time. They're timing the media cycle. When is the document dump going to occur by President Trump and team? Who's going to start leaking the stuff, the salacious stuff that the media cannot pass up? Because the right media is going to play it. We're going to do it. I'm telling you right now, I wish I had insiders. I would be all over this. Going to be all over it, folks. Trump needs to immediately declassify all of the records underlying the intelligence summary that DNI Ratcliffe released the other day. The American people need to know exactly what Obama and Biden were doing during the last election cycle before they vote in this election cycle. They need to know the crooked nature of the Democratic Party. Now, with or without it, I want to make you guys feel good because I'm going to tell you, with or without it, Trump's getting elected. But with it, he enters with even more power because he says to the American people, hey, these guys they're crooks to their rotten core. They will do whatever it takes to make sure that you don't have your rights. And what it'll free him up to do is to expose this Wu Flu scamdemic. It'll expose everything Clinton did, what Weiner did, what Brennan did, what Clapper did, what Kleinsmith did, and Crooked Comey's FBI, and all the henchmen, the people that were part of it. It'll expose every single one of them. And that's going to give him power to say, okay, America, you ready to take it back? You ready to be back in control? And that's why, let me tell you, they miscalculated with this whole scandemic. They miscalculated. But think about it. Donald Trump now has the bully pulpit to say whatever he wants. And the world is going, what's he going to say next? How's he doing today? It's not like Cuomo where he sequesters and works out and shows his workout tape. Donald Trump's going to work you out mentally. He's going to be planting seeds and saying, you know what? There's even rumors that these clowns infected my organization just because they thought it would kill me. Who knows what he could say? I don't know. Don't know, don't care. So far, he's led out with just telling them, hey, look, I'm not feeling well, but I'm still working harder than Joe Biden. Even when I'm sick, I'll outwork Joe Biden. Even when I'm sick, I care about this nation. Even when I'm sick, I'm looking at what's going on in the world, the geopolitical landscape, because I am the leader of the free world. What did he say? Well, when I played that clip earlier, he says America is the greatest country in the world, and essentially the world depends on us. I cannot obfuscate my responsibilities because I don't feel that well. I'm not going to hide in a bunker like Joe Biden and wear a mask and broadcast from there. I'm going to come out and face you every single day, regardless. And I like how he joked and said, Melania's younger than I. She's a little bit younger. She's not in the demographic for me. But don't sweat it. I'm still okay. So Richard Grenell said this. Washington knows how to protect its own. We need an outsider. We need somebody that's not part of this deep state cabal. So right now they've got hearings going on. We'll cover it tomorrow and I think Nunes made some comments about it. And this is what Grenell is alluding to. He's alluding to all these guys are calling these hearings, come testify, but they're not they're testifying because they say the Department of Homeland Security is going after Antifa. The Democrats want you to believe Antifa is not a terrorist group. Let me ask you, how do you think that's going to play? How do you think that's playing for the people in Portland and Seattle and across the country who see every day what's going on here? See, we're helping the world see how rotten things can get. And whether you know it or not, Donald Trump is changing world politics. He's making all elections free and fair.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.